Lake Ruffino with us. Wednesday's LSU in the SEC championship game. Of course, that's not new news, but Blake, what's the mood after the A&M game, though?
Pretty bad, Bill. I mean, just from a fan base perspective, because you had a playoff to play for. But, you know, what I've subscribed to and have subscribed to, Bill, regardless if I would have told you who the losses would have come to, right? If I would have told you that LSU would go 9-3 this season, would you have taken it?
Absolutely.
I mean, there's not an LSU fan on planet Earth that wouldn't have, okay? It stinks, Bill. You shouldn't have lost to A&M. They didn't do anything special in reference to play calling. They lined up and they ran it right at you. Defensive line dominated you. Bill, a week today, me and you talked about on your show, they have dudes up front. Now, I'm not saying A&M and Jimbo are back, are going to have a great season next year. What I will tell you, they have dudes. If those dudes don't hit the portal, they'll be fine because they can dominate you up front. Preached it all last week to my listeners on the show, and now you're going to play a team in Georgia who can do the same exact thing but only better. So now you got to gear up and get ready to go. But, Bill, the season's not a loss. I mean, Brian Kelly took a really bad six-win team and brought them an SEC West title. This isn't a bad season at all. And, Bill, that you only have 63 scholarship players, 62 of them are ready to go. Okay? And so what LSU – I'm just going to prepare everybody right now. What LSU is about to do in recruiting and in the portal to get back to this 85 mark is about to be outstanding. Because, Bill, they don't have a choice, right? They don't have a choice other than to not just do the 25 scholarship players from high school. They're going to have to probably go, Bill, another 15 to 17 inside the portal to get to that 85. And I think Brian Kelly will be very selective with that. But I think he's going to do everything he can to get back to that 85. So they're undermanned is what I'm pretty much trying to say.
Couple of defensive linemen decommitted. Was that a big concern?
Not really. Josh Mickens has some family concerns. I say concerns. But, Bill, his father passed away. Just not a right fit at the current moment. I do expect him to go to Ohio State. Darren Reed, you know, Bill, LSU gets Dylan Carpenter from Santa Maria, Louisiana, who really and truly, I think Bill is going to wind up, from a schematic standpoint, be a little bit better. So they added one, they lost two, and they're going to add another one. So, no, not really. I think it's just a little shuffling in the lower tier of that. The ones that they really wanted and needed, I think that they're holding on to at the current moment. But the only one that – now, I will say this. Now, he committed on our show, and I'm not saying this because he committed on our show. The only one that I'm worried about right now – flipping or leaving or not being an LSU Tiger is Deshaun Womack out of Maryland. Bill, he's going to have a Harold Perkins type of impact. I'm telling you, a Harold Perkins type of impact on the edge. If he puts it together, he's that good. So, I mean, you pop in his film. Okay, the kid is he might be the best pass rusher in this class. Okay, and so no, I'm not. Now if he decommits, they got an issue.
Sam Dog says, ask Blake if he believes that Auburn and Texas A&M will be the two biggest dealers in the portal.
I don't know about A&M. That's an interesting question. I don't know about A&M, but Bill, Auburn, yes, they don't. I mean, they're going to have to. They're going to have to. So I don't know what Jimbo's going to do. Now, the good thing Jimbo did for himself was fired his offensive coordinator. He needs to get rid of play calling duties. But I don't know if they'll go in the portal. They need to, but I don't know about A&M. Now, Auburn, you know, now with Hugh Freeze being there, I think Freeze can get some of these kids out of the portal. I'm sure he'll take some from Liberty. I think they had one of those little running backs who was a freshman who was really good. So I expect him to take some of these players and hit the portal hard. Auburn has to because, Bill, their high school recruiting is really bad. So I think they will. I don't know what – Bill, I'm done trying to explain what Jimbo's doing, because I don't think Jimbo fully knows yet. So we'll see.
Don't you think that Robbie Ashford will be a good quarterback for Hugh Freeze?
Bill, I tweeted that out during the Iron Bowl. I'm like, if you're Hugh Freeze during the Iron Bowl, the first drop, I tweeted out. I was like, man, if you're Hugh Freeze, you're licking your chops. And he said that yesterday in his press conference. Bill, he throws a beautiful ball, and he's extremely mobile. And I think that young man, look, you got to keep your eyes on Auburn now, okay? Because that kid is a baller, Bill, and he's a baseball guy, and he's just a natural thrower. If he can get better on some of these deep throws and accuracy, you're not going to want to go up against Auburn offensively. You're just not going to want to, because they still have dudes. Now, here's the thing about Robbie Ashford that I would worry about if I'm an Auburn fan. Bill, their offensive line stinks. They're really bad. Okay, so he can be otherworldly, but until they fix that offensive line, he's going to be in a world of trouble. Bill, they're really, really bad up front. They're really bad.
Lake Ruffino with us. Michigan in the playoffs. Are they a threat this year to win it all?
Speaking of an offensive line that doesn't stink, I think they can, Bill. I mean, now, some people are going to debate, well, can you hit all of those big plays versus Georgia if it comes to it? Well, Bill, Tennessee burned them deep, and the problem with Tennessee in that game was they couldn't connect on those long plays. They couldn't connect on those long passes. But I think that they can. I really do think that they can be, because they're physical enough. And Bill, the thing that impressed me the most about Michigan is they didn't overreact to only having 11 rushing yards in the first half. They didn't get out of their game plan. They didn't do anything. You know, they didn't overreact as so many coaches do. And you got to tip your cap to Harbaugh on that one, right? Like, you got to tip your cap and just say, look, that's really impressive. You didn't, you know, because LSU has done this. They make the Alabama game bigger than what it really is. You know, like, oh, well, we can't beat them. They're immortal. No, they're not immortal. Ohio State's not immortal. So they just executed their game plan, and now, Bill, they might be the best offensive. Speaking of from the worst to maybe the best, that offensive line is serious. They're serious. I get Jim Knowles, and like, we're just acting like Ohio State doesn't have dudes, right? I thought that they'd play really good.
Blake Ruffino with us each and every Wednesday, and we talk college football, LSU, Georgia game. Let's get to that game. Does the A&M loss damper the thinking that maybe LSU could pull an upset?
Maybe from everybody in the public, I don't think it's going to – I think what I – if I'm Kirby, I'm kind of upset that they lost the game. Here's the thing about Brian Kelly that I've learned very quickly. When you have a letdown, they normally don't have it twice, okay? He's really, really good at rallying the troops. Now – I'm going to be careful with this. Bill, there's a level of kicked offness inside that locker room. Like, hey, we let a potential playoff spot slip us by. Let's go take it to Georgia. And really and truthfully, there's been, you know, I talked to a couple of players last night, all of them saying, we might lose, but we're going to go down swinging. I like that mentality, and I, Bill, I just feel that Brian has done such a good job of rallying troops. So, for example, you get blown out by Tennessee. You could have faltered the next upcoming weeks against Ole Miss and Alabama. They didn't. They responded in a really good way. I think, Bill, that I don't think LSU – I don't think that it's going to be a big deal to everybody if LSU loses. What I'm looking for right now, I don't care if they lose. I want to see them respond and come out here with some fight. they do that build, building what Brian Kelly's building at LSU, I'd be completely fine with it. You go out there and lay a dud, that will be worse to me than anything. Go out there and start swinging because Georgia is beatable. Bill, the biggest thing that nobody's talking about with Georgia right now, Nolan Smith not being in that locker room. It is a massive deal. I popped on the film last night, Georgia Tech. Nolan Smith, Bill, they don't have anybody that can set the edge at the current moment. They're going to have to find somebody. Not against LSU. When they get in the playoffs, somebody's going to expose them in doing that. You know who can expose them in doing that? USC. Now, USC's defense stinks, but regardless, they got a problem with Nolan Smith not in that lineup. I'm telling you, Bill, it is their biggest weakness. If you're going to beat Georgia, you got to attack them on the outside. You can't run into the teeth of them. Everybody's having success on the outside.
Steven down in Hawkinsville, Georgia. Ask Blake if both Southern Cal and TCU win, but it's really close. Can Ohio State jump them? The answer is no. They're not going to do that.
No, they can't. But the question becomes, what happens if they lose? You know, I don't think maybe TCU stays in there. I don't know. And I think Ohio State would get in over Alabama, but, you know, Bill, I don't, you know, I really don't know. Let me ask just a general question and just, you know, does Alabama deserve to jump TCU if they lose? That's the ultimate question, Bill.
Most years I would probably say yes, not this year.
I agree.
Yeah. Blake, tell everybody how they can get your content.
AYS Sports Across the Board, SEC Championship Week. Let's go take it to them.
See you next week.
Bye, Bill.
Blake Ruffino with us. Mike Farrell will be with us.